I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. North Charleston, South Carolina. It wasn't the shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer that I heard about first. Instead, it was the fact that there was a video of that shooting that caught my attention. And then the choice, do I watch it or not?
I thought, if I see this, I won't unsee it. And let me find out what the story is before I choose whether I need the images seared into my head.
We'll hear more from writer Philip Gurevich in a few minutes. It seems like everything these days is filmed, and in the wake of the South Carolina shooting, the North Charleston mayor, Keith Summey, called for even more filming.
We received a grant to purchase 101 body cameras.
But are police body cameras the answer? Cops in Britain have been using them for some time now, but civil liberties groups have some concerns. Dan Nesbitt is a spokesman with the anti-surveillance group Big Brother Watch in London.
Well, we think this could be a very important tool to increasing trust and transparency in police forces. That being said, we do have a number of concerns. We would want to ensure that people are properly informed that filming is taking place, and we need to ensure that officers are very clear that they are recording. And also, when the information is taken off of the camera, we want to see very clear guidelines about how the information is being stored and where it's being stored.
Why are you concerned about where the video is stored?
Well, we're concerned that if the footage is stored within the police and officers have routine access to it, then there is the opportunity for the footage to either be tampered with or deleted if it's something that the police wouldn't want to be used in court. That's why we'd favour an independent body to make sure that there's very strict guidelines over who can access it and why.
And what about the police's ability to turn the camera on and off? I mean, apparently they have the choice to do that themselves.
Well, that's why it's very important to make sure that people are very aware that the recording is happening and when the recording is happening. Obviously, you wouldn't want a situation where the people are being filmed covertly. And so it's up to police to make sure that they always tell a member of the public that the recording is taking place.
Any privacy issues that especially concern you?
Well, the main privacy issue is, of course, when the information is taken off the camera and stored. We want to ensure that access to that is very strictly regulated and that also people are informed that they can actually obtain a copy of the information and the footage. And this is especially important if the footage is going to be used in a court case against them.
Dan Nesbitt with the anti-surveillance group Big Brother Watch in London. Now, a cop's point of view. Stephen Goodyear wrote the book on how body-worn cameras should be used in Britain. Literally, Inspector Goodyear heads the body-worn video department of the Hampshire Police Force in the south of England, and he drew up the guidelines for police across Britain.
The vast majority of cameras in the UK are quite large and bulky by modern-day comparisons to what you can buy a sports camera. So they are large. They're very obvious. It has a front-facing screen, so when the camera is activated, the screen will actually flash up and the individual can see themselves on film. There's a large red flashing light, and the guidance stipulates that upon activation of the camera that the officer should make a declaration that the person, the subject, is being filmed, and they should let anybody that comes in the course of contact with the officer, that they notify them that the camera's running and they are being filmed.
How long is this video archived and who gets to see it?
So in UK law, we have legislation called the Management of Police Information. So if something is being deemed as evidential or it has a value, then generally the minimum we keep it for is 6 years. And then depending on what its evidential value or how it's used, we can keep something indefinitely. But generally, if we don't believe it's of an evidential value, so an officer's recorded an interaction that hasn't turned into any use of force or it's captured any evidence of an offence, we will keep it for a minimum of 31 days. So at the moment, we're deleting two-thirds of everything that we actually capture within a month.
Right. And then a huge question I imagine a lot of people here in the United States would be asking, we are asking, for preventing the police from conducting brutality on the public. I mean, how is that working out? Does it have any effect?
Body-worn video in the UK was very much about capturing evidence, and it has an added value of offering a transparency of police action. So it's not the main agenda in which body-worn video is brought within UK policing, but body-worn video can help reduce complaints and help build the, you know, community trust.
If those video cameras are on the policemen, are they always live? I mean, there have been some citizens in London complaining that sometimes cops are able to turn them off. Is that true?
Yeah, we're very clear about our use of body-worn video, that it's not indiscriminate recording. So a police officer in the UK will not have their camera constantly recording. Every time that there's an activation of the camera, it's got to be for a legitimate lawful purpose. because we have to balance the human rights legislation that we also have to operate within.
So who makes the decision to activate the camera? The policeman that's wearing it?
The policeman that's wearing it, we allow that officer discretion. There's clearly guidelines about when an expectation that when an officer should turn on the camera. And we have a very kind of a general way of describing that is if an officer would normally record something in their pocket notebook, then we would expect the camera to be on at the same time to document that fact.
Well, Inspector, you were recently flown out to Washington, D.C. to advise the Department of Justice on the use of body-worn video. What kind of questions did they have?
Well, to be honest, it's similar sort of questions that you've already asked. You know, how are we managing the retention and disposal? And how do we disclose to members of the public? And questions over, is it a head-mounted camera or is it a body-mounted camera? You know, these questions are quite significant. You know, within the UK, because we are not armed, a body-mounted camera is the preferred camera. But a body-mounted camera, if an officer has to use or discharge a weapon, they're going to bring their arms up in front of the camera, possibly obscuring the relevant moment. So a head-mounted camera might be the preferred option. Mm. But there's limitations to the head-mounted camera as well.
Does it also record audio?
Yes, it does, yes.
So policemen have to be careful about what they say as well, I suppose.
Well, we strive in all occasions for officers to be as professional as possible, you know, and what the camera actually does is it has a professionalizing effect. And if you know you're being recorded or you're recording yourself, you're going to be mindful. And when the camera is recording, if you know, it's such a powerful piece of equipment. We say that the body-worn video camera is your independent witness. It's that third person that you don't always have with you that will give sometimes that perfect objective view on how things played out.
Do all policemen in the UK like the idea of body-worn video? And those who don't like it, what's their objection?
I will say back in 2008, there was some skepticism over its use. And some police officers thought that it was a kind of like the big brother, that the organisation was spying on them. But again, the guidance that we wrote was very clear that we cannot just spy on our own officers by doing that. And we wouldn't want to do that anyhow. You know, policing's about trust. But what I've seen over the last few years is officers are crying out for body-worn video. They want it. They want to prove to people that they're not what is often depicted in the press or the media about how they conduct themselves. And it's a realization of how difficult a frontline job can be.
Inspector Stephen Goodyear heads the body-worn video department of the Hampshire Police Force in the UK. Thanks very much. This helped clear up a lot of things for me.
Okay, no problem at all, Marco.